So I've entitled the lesson, "The Lord is My Helper," today. Out of Hebrews 13:6, it says, "So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" So as we go through our week, how many times do we ask the Lord for help? You know, if you stop and think about your week last week, what the things you did, the things you came across, some of the troubles you ran into, how many times a day do we ask the Lord for help? Just subconsciously ask for His help. I started several years ago starting my morning with "Help me, Holy Spirit." It makes me God conscious for the day. It makes me conscious that He's there for me, that He's there to help me in the things that I do. Jesse and I have each got a helper this summer. Lexi and Jax are both working for us this summer, so I've got a helper all the time now. When I started in the plumbing trade, I always had a helper. So the man that I worked for, Ed Ohl, was my boss, and he had two boys. They were probably 10 and 11 at the time I started, I suppose. So when we'd go to a house to finish or rough in, I would always go to the basement to run water lines, take one of the boys with me, take a helper with me, and then Ed would take the other helper and go up and set fixtures, and we would both get done about the same time. Normally, we would finish two houses a day. We could run water lines, set fixtures on a couple of houses a day. Houses then were two bath and a kitchen. There wasn't near as much to them. Some of the houses we do now have 3 to 4 baths. If you're a plumber, you know some of the houses we do have more than that. And Neil gets into situations where he's got probably 100 baths in some of the buildings he's in. So we always need a helper, is what I'm trying to point out. And so I'm really thankful for at work this year that I have a helper. I'm getting to the place where I need a helper all the time, so it's kind of nice to have somebody tag along and that I can send to fetch stuff for me to get out of the truck and help me with things. So that's what God does for us every day. He helps us. And we're going to look at some scripture today that talks about His help. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and we'll get started. Father, I thank You that You are our helper. Lord, that You have adopted us as children. And as Your children, You knew that we would need help. So You had a plan for that. And so, Lord, as we look at Your word today, as we see that we can trust You, that we can depend on You, Lord, help us to put our trust in You for the help that we need every day in our lives. For the help that we need as a spiritual man to see what's coming, and Lord, to be able to deal with the things, just as Jamie shared this morning about how her week went with her being where she needed to be at that time, that someone needed to hear that You were going to help them, that You were there to take care of them and help them. So Father, as we look at Your word today, give us ears to hear what You're saying to the church. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to begin, in the back of my chain index here, I've got a place that says Divine Helper. And I just want to read a few verses out of here, and then we're going to spend most of the day in the Psalms today, just in the Psalm 28, 31, 32, 33, and 34. There's some in each one of these chapters that talk about the Lord's help. Isaiah 41:10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." So we see in this one verse, fear, dismay. And He said we don't need to be afraid. Don't be dismayed. Don't be anxious. There's just a lot of words that we can throw there. For I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And then in Isaiah 30, verse 21 says, whether you turn to the right or the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. And that's why I ask the Holy Spirit each morning, help me, Holy Spirit. Because then I know I'm going to hear that voice when I don't know which way to turn. That voice behind me that says, go this way or go that way. Go stop at this person. They need to hear you. They need to hear me today. They need to know that I love them today. So just pay attention to that voice behind you that says to go this way or that way. He's there to help us all the time with everything that we're doing. Let's go to Psalms 28 now. Psalms 28, and we're going to be looking at verse 7 and 28. The Psalms is full of, the psalmist just must have needed the Lord's help a lot, because they're full of his promises of that he's our helper. Psalms 28, verse 7 says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy. And I will give thanks to him in song. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. And then over in Psalms 31, I would like to look at 19 through 24 of Psalms 31. It says, how great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, which you bestow in the sight of men on those who take refuge in you. In the shelter of your presence, you hide them from the intrigues of men. In your dwelling, you keep them safe from accusing tongues. Praise be to the Lord, for he showed his wonderful love to me when I was in a besieged city. In my alarm, I said, I am cut off from your sight. Yet you heard my cry for mercy when I called to you for help. Love the Lord, all his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but the proud he pays back in full. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. So many times we get to the end of our rope. To our wits' end, we don't know what's going on. We cry to the Lord for help. If we have time today, I may take you to the story of Hezekiah. We shared this in Sunday school this morning. I just had it in my daily devotions, and it was just a really neat account of a king that asked the Lord for help and what God did for him. We're only going to do that if we have time. We'll see how we go. Let's go on over to 32. Psalm 32 now, beginning at verse 8. We're going to read down through 11 in Psalm 32. And this starts out, he says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. So he lets us know the way we should go, the way we should walk, what we should do. That's why I spend my mornings with the Lord, because I can learn a little bit more each day of what he wants from me, of how I am to live. And it says in verse 9 there, do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. And I have to add the donkey in there with the horse and the mule. Because they're not very smart either. They're too smart. They definitely had us figured out. Maybe we weren't smart enough to deal with them. But yeah, they have to. You have to use a bridle, it says in a bit, to make them go where you want, to teach them. I read a lot of the old Western stories that Louis L'Amour wrote, and he talks about horses being friends with the people that ride them. And they talk about how smart horses are in there. And I've never been a horse person. We had horses when I was young, but I didn't really ride them or get along with the horses. I got kicked right in the chest one time by one of the big draft horses that Dad had. It just kind of knocked me out for a little bit. And so I just didn't like horses. I just decided I wasn't going to farm with horses, and I haven't. So it says, many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the man who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all of you who are upright in heart. So he instructs us. He's our helper. Says we have a lot of woes, we have a lot of troubles, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds us as we trust in him. And then over in Psalms 33, it's kind of nice these psalms are all right here together this week. We don't have to search through the whole Bible where we're looking for the help the Lord gives us. Psalms 33, beginning at verse 11, talk about the plans that the Lord has for us. It says, but the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of his heart through all generations. And you know from the scripture that God planned our lives before we were even born. He knew each one of us by name before we were born. Before we knew we were coming into the world, God knew we were coming and who we were going to be and what characteristics he would give each one of us. And isn't it amazing that we're all a little different? There's millions and millions of people on the earth. I guess billions and billions of people. We're all a little different. And they claim that there's somebody who looks like you, and the kids found somebody that looks like me at the fair one year, and they see him every year down there, and he does look a little bit like me, but not enough to say, there goes Les. I better go see what he's doing. So each one of us does have somebody that looks a little like us, but we're not identical for sure. So even when you have identical twins, you can tell them apart by little intrigues that they have or certain ways that they act. And so we're all a little different. But God knew us before we were born and planned our lives. He has a plan for each one of us. He planned the purposes of his heart for us. It says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. From heaven the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place he watches all who live on the earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. And then the end of the chapter there says in verse 18 through 23, but the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death, to keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord, and he is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you. So he watches us daily. It says he looks down from his dwelling place and sees all of us, sees every one of us. He knows what we're going through. Hallelujah. He takes care of us, watches over us. He is our helper. And then in Psalm 34, I want to look at this whole chapter. There's just every verse here just fits in with what we're looking at today. He begins there in 1. He says, I will extol the Lord at all times. And this is a psalm of David. It says it's when he pretended to be insane before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he left. So he was, for some reason, I forget the story. I remember reading it, but I forget the reason that he was acting. He had spit drooling off of his beard, he said, and was acting insane because of something that was going on there. But he says in this psalm, I will extol the Lord at all times, or I will glorify the Lord at all times. I will praise his name. And will praise always will be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I have a hard time praising the Lord when I'm afflicted. When I'm going through one of those troubles that I'm talking about, it's hard for me to praise the Lord in those times. But he tells us to. He said, rejoice when you're going through a trial, because tribulation brings patience and so on. It builds our trust. It builds our faith. And the teen class this morning, we talked about, the chapter we're looking at right now is talking about faith. And that's how God builds faith in us, by running us through trials, by running us through difficulties. We can learn to trust him. And I am able to share with you a lot of those things because I've had a lot of life. I've been walking with the Lord for a lot of years, and through all of that time, there's been trouble. It hasn't always, every day hasn't been a good day. But somebody told me that all our days are good, some are just better than others. So even if it's bad, it's a good day with the Lord. So be thankful that you've chosen to walk with him. Verse 4 says, I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Turn from evil and do good, and seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil may slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems his servants, and no one will be condemned who takes refuge in him. I do want to take you back to the story of Hezekiah. Let's go back to 2 Kings. We've got enough time to look at that today. And it fits so well here with what we're talking about. So King Hezekiah got sick. Where's it at? Oh, yes, I'm not far enough yet. We're in 2 Kings. Oh, I didn't have it on my notes. I'll have to find it. 19. 2 Kings 19. And we're going to begin with, oh, let's see. Going to 20. 19 was the thing that happened before that. It's So let's mine Hezekiah's illness. We're getting at verse 1. It says, in those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. So he was having trouble. This was a bad day for Hezekiah. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to him and said, this is what the Lord says. Put your house in order because you are going to die. You will not recover. So God told him this through Isaiah the prophet. So in the Old Testament, you know that the kings, the people there were, God talked to them through the prophets. They had prophets who would come and tell them what the Lord said. And this is what the prophet Isaiah said to Hezekiah. He said, put your house in order, you're not going to live. This sickness is to death. You're going to die. So Hezekiah, it said, turned his face to the wall, and he prayed to the Lord, remember, Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and wholehearted devotion and with wholehearted devotion and have done what is good in your eyes. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. He was in anguish. He was hurting. But he knew he wanted to live. He knew that he wanted to live longer. God had just told him through the prophet Isaiah that he was going to die, that he wasn't going to live, but he sought the Lord anyway. He went to the Lord even though he was the one that told him, you're not going to live. He knew that he served a gracious God because it says he had walked before the Lord wholeheartedly, with wholehearted devotion, faithfully, and done what is good, he said. And so before Isaiah had left the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him again. And he said, go back and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord. I will add 15 years to your life, and I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city for your sake and for the sake of your servant David. So because Hezekiah prayed, he changed God's mind. So do you think that maybe we could have enough faith to change God's mind, to do for us what we need? If we ask, he will take care of us. And then it goes on to talk about he wanted a sign, he wanted something to happen. And so Isaiah the prophet said, do you want for your sign? He said, do you want the clock to go forward a couple hours or behind a couple hours? He said the shadow on the step. They didn't have a clock then, but he asked for time to go backwards. Hezekiah did. And so the shadow, it said, went back on the step, 10 steps. I don't know how many hours that was. I didn't look that up, but think about the sun went backwards for a little while because Hezekiah wanted a sign from the Lord. And he had enough faith to believe the Lord was going to heal him. So just remember that story when you've got a problem that looks too big for you, that God can handle it. He can take care of it. I want to finish up today in Isaiah chapter 41. There's just some good verses here that talk about the Lord as our helper as well. Isaiah 41, 8 through 13. And then we're going to end up today in Hebrews 13 for our final two verses. Verse 8. But you, O Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, you descendants of Abraham, my friend. So that's us. We're Abraham's descendants, all of us. And so we fit into this. It says, I took you from the ends of the earth, from its farthest corners, I called you. I said, you are my servant. I have chosen you and have not rejected you. So do not fear, says, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemies, you'll not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Do not fear, I will help you. And over in Hebrews chapter there in 13, where I was reading the first verse for today, so we say with confidence, Hebrews 13:6, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? So there's just a couple of verses at the end of that chapter that are actually a benediction, and I just wanted to pray them over the church as we close today. And that's verses 20 and 21 of chapter 13 in Hebrews. So if you would, just pray with me these two verses. And may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So may the God of peace work in your lives this week as you go about your day, as you go about the things that you do every week. Know that he's there as your helper. He's there to help. He wants to help his children, and he does help us daily. So if any of you need prayer this morning, I'll be here to pray with you. Jesse and Matt couldn't be with us today, but I'll be here if any of you want to just get around those who are with you and have them pray for you. You can do that as well.